Hey, Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. Man, we are ready, LZ, for a celebration. I am ready for this to happen. I feel like I would feel more confident if it would happen if Walker Buehler was pitching, as I established. We'll open it up the phones to the folks at home or listening in their car at 877-710-ESPN. Do you feel that Dave Roberts made a mistake starting Tony Gonsolin? Would you have rather have gone with Walker Buehler on 3 days rest? 877-710-ESPN. And by the way, just letting you know, if your vehicle is due for service, head to your neighborhood Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change for 30 years. Over 30 years, they provide a quick and convenient automotive maintenance services for busy people like you. No dragging the kids to a dirty waiting room at Valvoline. You stay in your car nice and safe while the expert technicians make sure your ride is in peak performance. Oil changes, tire rotations, transmission care, and more. Pull up, drive in, and drive out in less than 15 minutes. So visit their website, SoCalOilChange.com, for locations and game-winning coupons. So, LZ, I convinced John Ireland that Walker Buehler should be the guy, that Dave Roberts should reverse course and should have thought this through more. Why do you believe that Tony Gonsolin is the right man today?
Because I like the idea of, one, making sure that your gun, Walker Buehler, is in his prime conditioning as much as possible in a must-win situation if we're to get there. If we're to get there, I want to make sure that our ace has his rest, that his blisters won't be an issue, that he is fired up and ready to go with one win to go if it gets there. What I don't want to have happen is that we go into a game six with a Walker Buehler a little less than optimal. And if things don't turn on our way, we got Tony Gonsolin for game seven. So if given my choice, I would much rather go with the way that Dave had laid it out and that the organization has decided, as opposed to, you know, what you're suggesting, which isn't a bad suggestion, George, it's not bad. It's just, from my perspective, the last time you had a bullpen game, I remember being up and still almost won that game. And if our bats show up, this is all mute anyway. I bought a new outfit, got a brand new t-shirt, got brand new pants, brand new hat. Like I'm gonna be squeaky clean. I'm gonna be crispy. We're gonna take care of it tonight. Tonight. I'm so confident,
I just,
man.
I hope that's the case, LZ. And I agree with you that if they come to hit, none of it matters anyway. And maybe Gonsolin does revert back to the guy he was during the regular season when he was incredible. But during the postseason, like I believe he pitched 45 innings and his ERA was under a 2.5. And he had a stretch, I think, of like 20-something scoreless innings at one point.
Yep.
Like, he was incredible, but he has not been that guy during the postseason, and that makes me a little fearful. I got to be honest with you.
I mean, listen, it is no question that regardless of sports, the postseason is just more difficult. There's no question about it.
Right.
And that they're rolling out their best pitcher. I get all of that.
Right. Blake Snell is their best pitcher. Yes.
He's their best pitcher. I get all of that. But I do believe we chased Snell out the game. Did we not? Yes, we did.
But
we chased him out the game.
Didn't they win that game?
I mean, they won the game, but we started to beat him up and he was out before the sixth.
Yeah, I mean, I think most teams nowadays, though, they're doing the out. You're out before the.
No,
six,
no, no, no.
You know what I mean,
he wasn't taken out because that was the plan. We beat him out.
Yeah,
he started
yeah.
To tap.
I mean, they scored two runs on him. Yeah, in 4 2/3. Yeah.
So I mean,
he had nine strikeouts though. He was pretty good.
No. He was pretty good and lights out. He was actually going with a no hitter into the fifth inning.
Yeah. He hasn't pitched, just so people know, he has not pitched more than 5 2/3 his entire postseason.
Yeah, we got this. Y'all get y'all fireworks ready. We got this.
All right, let's go to the phone, LZ. People want to chime in on this conversation. Dean is in Norwalk. What's up, Dean?
Hey, how you guys doing today? I'm finally got in, and I just had a comment, a couple of comments. Early on, you guys were talking about Kenley Jansen, and my opinion is, do not put Kenley Jansen in the game unless you have at least a four-run lead, because he is going to give up the long ball. I like Kenley, but for the last couple of years, he has gone down. And my next thing is, why not go with Buehler? This happened to us in game two. Okay, why not go with Buehler? They're going with their ace. You have to go for the kill tonight.
Yep.
Do not hold Buehler to say, well, just in case we go to a seventh game. We don't want to think about that. Yes, the Dodgers did make a little run in game two, but if you would have had Buehler in the game, we may have won that game because he would have shut their players down. That's all I have to say. I don't understand it. Why not go with Buehler tonight?
Yeah. Dean, thank you so much. Obviously, I agree with you. I'm with him, LZ. I just think – listen, you know me. I like – when it comes to my sports, I like to play aggressive, okay? I like the coaches that go on fourth down. Those things to me, being aggressive to me, I like that being rewarded. And I just think when you look at Walker Buehler's performance this postseason, the names of the pitchers who have outperformed him and there's only, three or four, are all not just Hall of Famers, but like all-time greats, okay, in regards to one postseason stretch. Like, this kid is the best player on this team not named Mookie Betts right now.
Well, I mean, listen. I think that we all agree that Walker Buehler is our ace. We all feel as if when he's on the mound, that it gives us our best chance to win. Are we in agreement with that?
Yes.
So if we find ourselves in game seven, how do you feel about Walker Buehler on the mound? That's the point, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you've got to have one game to save your season, who would you rather have on the mound?
I know, LZ, because but I don't even want it to get – but here's the
game
thing.
Game six is their game seven.
No. But here,
our game six.
No, but this is why you have to treat game six like game seven. It's kind of like what we were talking about with the Lakers. Remember game four? Where we were like, they got to treat game four like it's game seven. Because then it's like it's an overwhelming lead. And we said that about the Dodgers too, and then we saw what happened. So that's kind of my point. Listen – hashtag it's just baseball. Crazy things happen in a series, let alone a one-game scenario. Why let it get to a one-game scenario when you've got this horse in Walker Buehler who is pitching lights out right now? I don't care that he's never pitched on 3 days rest. I mentioned this earlier. Josh Beckett had never pitched on 3 days rest, and he went into Yankee freaking Stadium and mowed down the greatest team of that generation, okay? So I think Walker Buehler can do that at Globe Life Field on a neutral site against the Tampa Rays, not the dynastic Yankees.
Who cares? Dude, I don't care what the name of the team on the other side. The name of the team on the other side had the best record in their league. And they mowed down those stankies that you're referring to.
In 60, yeah, but the different Yankees group. Like, come on. We're talking about the Roger Clemens, David Wells, like those guys. Like, those guys were the dynastic team. This Yankees team is just a whatever Yankees team. And this Rays team is good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not disputing that. But they're not that. They're not the team that won four championships. Like, they're not that good.
I am completely confident. As long as we don't see Kenley or Pedro Baez anywhere.
I'm with you on Baez, yeah.
With the ball in his hand.
I'm with you on Baez.
I'm good.
I draw the line at Baez. Yeah.
Man, there was a moment in which I contemplated buying a plane ticket and taking a flight to Dallas just to get Baez out the game myself. the truth of the matter is, man, is that I hear what you're saying. And what you're saying and what, the caller said and what many people have said makes a lot of sense. It does. But then I ask myself, if you put Walker Buehler in a situation that he's never been before, and he just happens to have, say, an appearance that was similar to his first appearance in Atlanta in the postseason that wasn't that great, now you're in a game seven with what?
Julio Urias, Clayton Kershaw. You've got a lot of guys available to you.
I agree. I would much rather have Walker Buehler.
I'd rather just not get to the game seven, but let's
go. Won't get to game seven because I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
See, I would prefer to sing be aggressive, be aggressive.
Yeah.
Let's
be
go to Johnny.
With your base running. Be aggressive with your base running. Continue Johnny. To put pressure on Snell. That's how you be aggressive.
Johnny in Riverside. Johnny, what's up?
Man, look, all I'm going to say is I'm trusting Dave Roberts this whole postseason. The only move that I disagree with is him pulling Julio and not letting him finish that fifth inning. Mm-hmm. And that's where it kind of went downhill for us. If it wasn't for that, who knows? We couldn't even be talking about we finished it in game five. So as long as Dave Roberts pulls Gonsolin when he feels Gonsolin needs to be pulled and our bats wake up against Snell, we should have it in the bag.
All right, Johnny, thank you for the call. Let's go to Susan in Manhattan Beach. Hello, Susan, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, thank you. Go Dodgers.
Go Dodgers.
Say to LZ that no disrespect, but sports are played to win, not to not lose. I think tonight should have been lights out, Walker Buehler.
Yeah.
And we had Kershaw for game seven, so... You know, you play to win. We should have gone with our ace. That's where I find Dave Roberts too conservative.
I agree, Susan. I love Dave Roberts, but he's a little too conservative here. Thank you for the call. LZ, come on,
sir?
You love aggressive.
I do love aggressive. I am aggressive. But I think there is a plan. And just as when you looked on Twitter, when Dave went out and got Kershaw out of the game five, people were like, oh, what are you doing? Oh. They had a plan. And the plan worked. And all of a sudden, Twitter was like, we're going to win the World Series. Like going, yeah, but what were you saying about Dave an hour and a half ago? About he was an idiot and he was stupid. He got lead in Kershaw and he doesn't know what he's doing and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, I saw all y'all talking about him like that when he took out Kershaw. And what happened?
Yeah.
Not a single run was scored after that. So they have a plan. And the plan is this. And just as the previous caller said that I'm going to ride with Dave, I'm going to ride with Dave. This people are forgetting. This man has taken us to the World Series three out of the last 4 years.
I love him. I just don't agree with this particular move.
People are forgetting he was manager of the year. He was a manager of the year. The Dodgers were ravaged by injuries the year he won manager of the year. Mm-hmm. Completely ravaged mm-hmm. by energy that year. Mm-hmm. And he managed his ass off and managed to get us not just a division title, but into the postseason. And I do believe that we looked pretty damn good. We were in the postseason in 2016 as well. We didn't get to the World Series, obviously, but we still looked pretty damn good despite all the injuries. So... has he been perfect? No, of course not. But who in the hell has been more successful since he's been hired?
No, listen, I'm not disputing that part of it, but I can disagree with him respectfully. Like, I feel like that's where I'm at right now. And look, we'll continue this at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. And, of course, former Dodger expert Greg Bergman wants to weigh in on this, so we'll allow him to do that on the other side.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN.
I'm doing straight tequila tonight, George.
Straight tequila?
All night until we win. Yeah, just tequila.
Okay. I mean, how are you? Is that your celebration?
I'm sorry?
Is that going to be your celebration?
If I'm still awake and sober enough to celebrate afterwards, yeah. But I'm literally going to start sipping at the first pitch, and I'm going to kill the bottle by myself.
Okay.
All right. I'm committed to victory.
Okay.
Órale.
Órale.
With or without my liver.
Órale, Briones.
Órale, compa, LZ, con tu tequila.
All right, so Dodger expert Greg Bergman is all bent out of shape about our first segment for some reason or another. Oh, go ahead, geez. Former Dodger expert Greg Bergman. What is your issue?
No, I'm not bent out of shape. I just feel like we have to take this whole we got Kershaw stuff out of Game 7. Like, this is a guy who everybody has freaked out upon over the entire time that he's been here. Like, oh, you can't trust him. You can't trust him. But now you want to trust him after only 3 days rest? We've seen what happens to him after 3 days rest. I don't want to see Clayton Kershaw again. He had two great games, and that's all I need from him for the entire World Series. He won two games. That's all I need. And I agree with LZ, and Walker Buehler is – the Game 7 starter for a reason with Julio Urias behind him, and that's the right way to go.
Right, but here's the difference, Greg Bergman.
Yes,
I can understand LZ giving the nuance, because LZ's track record is he's aggressive. You are a chicken bleep, okay? Like, this is what this is about. You are
I'm going to win tonight.
You are a chicken bleep, okay?
Why? Because I want Walker Buehler tonight?
No, in general. You are risk averse as a person, okay? I know you for a long time.
That's completely false.
You are risk averse, so because
of that. You wouldn't go streaking with me. That's true. You wouldn't go streaking with me at LAFC, that's for sure.
There you go.
Scaredy cat. I was like, come on, let's run across the bank. You were like, no.
You are chicken bleep, okay? That's what it is. So that's what I understand.
This is your argument. This is your argument for this whole thing.
No, my argument about you. I've already laid out my argument for Walker Buehler numerous times already in the last 30 minutes. So I don't need to lay it out any further.
But I will say this. This is the thing about Clayton Kershaw that, you know, I think gets lost, and specifically in a lot of national analysis, but even sometimes locally. Because this is a 60-game season, the three-day rest thing that you're talking about, Greg, I don't think is the same as when it would be during a normal year. He's fresher now. You can see it. In fact, Kimmy fooled me because Kimmy looked fresher than usual.
Kershaw is more fresh, but he also wasn't very sharp on Sunday.
He got through that,
and thankfully he won and only gave up two runs. It could have been way worse, and he was not close to sharp. So I just don't think that I need to see Clayton Kershaw again in a Game 7 with the World Series on the line on 3 days rest when he just had those two games. And imagine what happens. Clayton Kershaw comes out, and he blows some kind of lead, or it all blows up in his face, and his entire narrative goes down the train.
So screw the narrative, man. My point is this. Forget about getting to Game 7.
Kershaw's not the guy in Game 7. Sorry.
Forget about getting to Game 7. To avoid all of it, go start your best pitcher, is what I'm saying tonight. That's what they should have done. And look, to your point, LZ, if they hit, it may not matter anyway.
Exactly.
But my point is this. Like, if it were me, I'm throwing the best guy on the mound, and the best guy is Walker Buehler.
Well, the best guy,
Walker Buehler is the best guy, but I want the best guy in the best conditions. If this was Game 7 and Walker Buehler was on 3 days rest, I'd be like, screw it. Put him out there on 3 days rest. That's our best option. But we're not in that situation.
Yeah, I think that if they lose tonight, you're gonna, and they somehow, like, some fluky crazy thing happens in Game 7, then you're going to be like, we should have started Walker Buehler in Game 6.
Look, Blake Snell's a good pitcher. Go ahead.
I understand, George, that the guy had a heart attack on your flight and was fluky and it threw everything off. I get that. You're trying
to forget about my heart attack on my flight in 2003. Did you see Game 4? How fluky that was? Chris Taylor, Greg Bergman's doppelganger, screwed up the whole thing.
Yeah, but that wasn't Chris Taylor. That was Pedro Baez.
I mean, it was also Chris Taylor. It was also Pedro Baez. It was also Will Smith.
We had a 3-1 lead, and Pedro says, no, you don't.
It's just baseball. That's the whole point. Don't let it get to it's just baseball.
Put it this way. As long as Pedro Baez or Kenley Jansen are not seen tonight, get your drinks ready. My drinks are ready.
I hope so. I want them to win because, to be honest, I want to have a celebration tomorrow. I want to be able to say, L.A., you did it. You won the Lakers and Dodgers just like 1988. I want to have that show tomorrow. But
do you know what the number one song in 1988 was for the entire year?
What was it?
Take a guess. Because I looked it up.
Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy?
No.
I mean, I got to be close, though, right? Like, geez.
It was Faith by George Michael. You got to have faith. You got to have faith.
Do you have faith? I do. I would have more faith if it wasn't Tony Gonsolin.
That's not faith. Faith is to believe in things unseen. I'm getting biblical on you. Things unseen. That's faith. Faith isn't, gravity. There we go.
So what is today's date? Today is October what?
27th.
Okay, so let's look at the October. Okay. The greatest, the number one hits in October, okay?
The number one hit this time in October was
Groovy Kind of Love by Phil Collins.
Groovy Kind of Love. Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So here are some October 1st, the week of October 1st, Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
There you go.
But after that, the next week was Love Bites by Def Leppard.
It does.
A little ominous. And then Red Red Wine. Now that could be good or bad by UB40. That could be celebration wine, or I need to drink more wine because it's not so great.
Do you know what the number three song was in 1988?
I don't know.
I got my eyes set on you. We're talking about trophies, baby.
Okay. All right. Let me go to Arnold in La Cañada. What's up, Arnold? How are you, sir?
Hey, so one of the things when debating whether we should have started Walker tomorrow is versus Game 7 is Blake Snell was the best Rays pitcher this series. And when you go best on best, anything could happen. But if they, let's say they win tonight, the Dodgers have their best pitcher for Game 7. And, because Blake Snell, if he pitches lights out tonight, it doesn't matter if Walker Buehler's pitching for the Dodgers or anyone, you know, they could take over the game and win just on his performance alone. So,
Arnold, here's what I would say to that. And I would rather, if they're going to throw their best, I would rather have the Dodgers' best out there. And thank you for the call. And I get your rationale. I'm just saying that's the way I feel. I'm not telling you how you should feel, though it'd be nice if you felt the way I felt. The world would be a lot easier if everyone just felt the way I felt. Let me go to JP and Pico Rivera. JP.
George, relax, camarada, relax. Tony Gonsolin was a stud this year. Why? Because he knew that he was a starting pitcher. In the playoffs, he's been an opener, something that he's not used to.
Correct.
Today, he's going to be a starting pitcher on full day's rest. He's going to go out there and ball out.
I hope so.
And like you saw in the other game, a fluke can happen. We can lose a game. And you want to have that ace in the hole with Walker Buehler. And that dude is money. He does his temper.
He's the best pitcher. He's the best pitcher in the National League, I think, right now.
And he's even keel, man. He will not get nervous in a Game 7. And also remember this. The Dodgers are going to see Blake Snell for the second time in this series. And with that lineup, these guys are smart. They're great hitters. I think we're going to win it tonight. And I think Gonsolin is going to ball out.
Well, listen, brother, I hope you're right, JP, and thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We will continue this at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. LZ told you what he's doing. He's doing straight tequila if they win tonight. How are you celebrating if they win? Would you bring Kenley in? Are you worried about who's starting the game tonight? What is your level of anxiety? That, and by the way, the Rams are good, and we've got Laker news all coming up in a second.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We're going to be back. Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. Former Dodger expert Greg Bergman. It's very emotional today. Why are you so emotional today?
I'm not emotional at all. You're the one personally attacking me and saying I'm a wimp.
I know. But in the break, you asked me to do a looky, and I said, mm-hmm. And you're like, well, could you got all bent out of shape just because I literally said, mm-hmm. Tell the audience why you got bent out of shape.
If that's what you call bent out of shape, then we have two.
You were complaining at my reaction.
No, because you're.
Briones. That's all it was. Yeah.
Dime.
Briones, was my reaction. He made me sound like an ogre when I said.
That's all it sounded like to me.
You sounded fine to me, man. He's like,
thank you.
Just look in. You said, like, I got you, man. Don't worry.
Right. I got it. We're good.
That's how I took it.
Then we heard two separate things, and that's fine. We can move on.
Yeah.
How's this?
LZ, I think you don't sound like Optimus Prime anymore. I think you're okay now.
Am I more like Bumblebee now?
Yeah. It's still not ideal, but it's fine. So anyhow, let me ask you this. Before we finish up, because this is our last segment actually here. So let me know what our hard out is here. Can we just say for 1 second, just take 2 seconds to talk about the Rams and the Lakers literally for like 2 minutes here. Are the Rams good now?
We need to.
Are the Rams good now?
Yes. Like,
are they good now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We said it was a must win because the four wins that only come against the NFC East, which is not even a division of football.
Right. LZ, you said
now that we've beaten. I do?
Yeah.
All right, I'm bouncing. I'm out. I don't want to screw this up.
Enjoy the game, LZ. Go start the tequila. It's fine. Bergman and I got this. And Briones. I don't know if the Rams are good, Greg. I still don't know. Like, the Bears' defense is good, but their offense is awful.
Yeah, no, I don't think that – I'm not ready to say that. They have 5 wins. 4 of them are against the terrible, terrible NFC East. So – I'm just not ready yet to say anything about that. They looked good offensively last night, but they still couldn't really put up too much. So I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, here's what I think about the Rams. They're above average, and they haven't graduated to good yet. Now, doesn't mean they can't. It doesn't mean that I don't think that they can't get there, because we all know how much I love Sean McVay. And by the way, Jared Goff, you know, for all the people that complain about Jared Goff, it could be worse. You could have Mitchell Trubisky or Nick Foles as your quarterback.
You could have Andy Dalton right now, who's also hurt. So there's plenty.
Poor Andy Dalton.
Are the Rams better than the Seahawks?
Maybe.
I don't know. Are they better than the Niners?
No.
Are they better than the Cardinals?
Possibly.
Possibly. So it's two maybes and one absolutely not.
Well, the Niners just seem to own them, is what it feels like.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're a really good team, especially defensively.
But they have owned the Seahawks historically, too.
Yeah, in the division, they'd absolutely have. But, I mean, if you're going to give me Russell Wilson or Jared Goff, I'm taking Russell Wilson every time.
I mean, of course. Right. Yeah. The Seahawks defense stinks. The Rams defense is pretty good.
No, Aaron Donald is having quite a year. Leonard Floyd looks really good the other
day. Yeah, and all those linebackers you were worried about when we were doing the midday show, not so bad.
No, the defense looks really good. Jalen Ramsey, I knew he was good, but I didn't think he was actually this good. He's looking really good. No one's even throwing to his side.
Who do you have more – you're a Raider fan. Who do you have more faith in? Derek Carr? Or Tony Gonsolin?
Oh, geez, that's just so mean. Tonight, oh, God, I have more faith in Derek Carr.
Oh, so wait a second. You've been fighting with me for 48 minutes and change almost about me saying I would prefer Walker Buehler starting tonight's game. And you're telling me you'd rather have you trust Derek Carr more than Tony Gonsolin in game 6 of the World Series in a clinching moment?
I think Derek Carr can run that offense just fine. There are some issues, but Tony Gonsolin, here's the thing with Tony Gonsolin.
Why is he stunk during the postseason? Do you think it's what the caller said earlier, that it's just simply roll?
Yes, it is absolutely just roll. He had 17 days off between games before he started his first game against the Braves. And in that game that he started after 17 games, he went 3 no-hit innings to start that off and then kind of fell apart against the Braves. And then after that, he was just an opener again, and he didn't know how to – he had to go throw completely out of his realm. So I think that if he goes out tonight on full rest, he's going to start off and give you at least 3 good innings, and then you can mix and match in between after that.
Who's at the door? Hello,
is it LZ?
Let's talk about the Rams and the Lakers. I dip out for 5 seconds, and you guys already ditched me. Move on already?
Yeah, I asked Greg who he trusts more, Derek Carr, since he's a Raiders fan, or Tony Gonsolin.
It's tough, man. It's not an easy question.
It's not. It's a good question.
Are you going to really, really, really throw Tony under the bus before we're depending on him to come in and deliver our first championship?
Listen, I hope he goes out there and throws 9 shutout innings. I just don't trust him as much as I would trust Walker Buehler. That's all I'm saying. And clearly Greg doesn't even trust him more than Derek Carr.
Derek Carr's a decent, good quarterback.
Here's the thing. All right, I'm going to break it down for you guys one last time. All right? You're in the club, right? This was like 10 years ago. Yeah. You're in the club.
Yeah.
Everything's grooving.
Yeah.
And you see Beyonce.
Ooh.
Right?
Hey, babe.
And Beyonce, she's you can see her, but she's kind of a walk away, and there's security all around. And you can get to her, but it's going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah.
As you walk towards Beyonce, there's Kelly Rowland.
Yeah.
Are you really going to ignore Kelly? No. You're going to talk to Kelly first because she's right there. And by the way, that's still a win. Tony is Kelly, y'all. Tony is Kelly. And Buehler is Beyonce. We get it. You would rather have Beyonce. She's not completely out of the conversation. But hey, there's Kelly. There's nothing wrong with Kelly.
So, I got another story for you. You ready for this one?
Uh-oh. Is this another heart attack?
No. This one's about Beyonce, actually.
Oh, yes. I definitely want to hear this story.
So here's a funny story for you about Beyonce. So I was in New York for the Super Bowl when it was there. What was it, like 2014 or whatever it was? So went out night on the town with a bunch of friends, right, in New York. And we ended up, you know, it's late night. We'd had a lot to drink. We're like, all right, let's go get somewhere to eat. And I'm like, let's go down to Tribeca, which is on the south side of New York, as you know, LZ. There's a great spot there that's like breakfast all day, fried chicken, southern food and breakfast. It's great. Called Bubby's. So we go to Bubby's. It is 2 a.m. in New York, okay? There are 2 other tables there, okay? Like, there are us and another table at the moment. And then there's, like, a back room that you can look into and see, and there's a big table in the back. And all of a sudden, we're sitting there, and we're scarfing down our pancakes and waffles and fried chicken. And who walks in but Jay-Z and Beyonce and a ton of bodyguards, okay? And there's only my group, my party, and another party there at 2 a.m., and they clearly went there because they have a place in Tribeca, but also figuring there'd be nobody there. So as all I did was like leaned my head over to try to see if I could look back as I had my phone in my hand, and the security guard gave me the death stare, and I was like, whoop, nope, I'm not messing around with this. I'm not even – so, yeah. So anyway, I have seen Beyonce, and I couldn't say hi to her, so I would go say hi to the other members of Destiny's Child or her sister if I had to.
Not to make this all about Beyonce – but they have a habit of doing that because I saw them around 3 o'clock in the morning at a Waffle House. Jay-Z and Beyonce came in at a Waffle House, which, you know, is just Southern cuisine.
Right. Yeah. It's like a Denny's, basically.
Yeah. So you just got to love the fact that they keep it, you know.
They keep it real at 2 a.m. Yeah.
At 2 a.m. Absolutely. Yeah. But I have faith in Tony. I have faith in Dave. We're going to do it this year. I got a new outfit, y'all.
I know.
I got a new outfit for tonight.
Okay, but what if Kenley comes in? Can I raise you a Kenley?
Then I'm taking the outfit off and I'm throwing it out the window.
All right, former Dodger expert Greg Bergman. Do you believe that what happened to Kenley was a fluke like I do?
No.
I've seen it
too many times. No, I don't think it's a fluke. He's blown 4 World Series games. 4. I don't want to see him again.
But can't you take these things on individual merit? Like what happened to him against Kevin Kiermaier, where he breaks his bat and then a bloop single after that. Now he did walk a guy, but a bloop single after that. And then your doppelganger screwing everything up in the outfield.
Sure. But did he give up the hit to Brett Phillips that scored the run no matter what? Yes. Even though it was a bloop hit, he still gave up
a
hit.
But that's
Brett
not hard
Phillips.
Contact.
Brett
he threw
Phillips.
A good pitch.
He gave up a hit to Brett Phillips.
You making it sound, George, it's like, yeah, he didn't hit a layup. He had a jump shot over it. It wasn't like I gave up
a
layup.
No, that's not even a layup. Hitting that bloop shot over second base, that's like if you're, I don't know, who's a guy? That's like JaVale McGee hitting a 3. Like, come on.
He had a 1-2 count on both a Rosarena and Brett Phillips, and he couldn't punch out either one of those guys. I need somebody in there that's going to actually punch someone out.
Phillips was batting less than 200.
Yep, for his career.
fourth career.
But that's hashtag it's just baseball. Sometimes the gods are not so nice to you is my point.
It's Blake Treinen at this point now.
No, he stinks too.
He was great two nights ago.
Yeah, he was great. He was so great. I'm sure you felt really good when he gave up that yam to start the inning. Yeah,
he gave up one single.
I wouldn't say he wasn't great. He was good. He was good.
Punched two guys out.
Yeah, after that single, though, you were a little scared, Mr. Risk-averse chicken.
I wasn't. You were.
Yeah.
But when this is all said and done, regardless of outcome, can we just all come to Jesus about Friedman not addressing the issue that we've been talking about on air for like 2 years now?
What's that?
The closer situation. We've been having this conversation for damn near two seasons.
Yeah.
Two seasons now.
Yeah.
He doesn't want a closer. He's very clear about it. Just like the Rays don't have a closer, he doesn't want
that. Yeah, he doesn't want to spend big bucks on those kind of guys.
Yeah, well, listen. 2 years. 2 years we've been talking about this conversation. We came into the season this year asking who's going to be the guy
that
gets the ball in these high leverage situations in the postseason.
Yeah, LZ.
This isn't a new conversation for us. This is a new conversation for fans. It's not a new conversation for listeners.
LZ.
It certainly isn't a new conversation for, yes?
Yeah, I got to run. So if you want to wrap this up, because we got to close this out.
Well, why'd you stop me? I was going to wrap it up. All right, I'm out.
You know what, LZ? Hopefully we're just all drinking tequila tonight, okay?
Yeah. Listen, I got a new outfit.
Okay.
I'm listening to Beyonce, and I'm drinking.
All right. Well, yes, we got that. All right. Great work, as always, and powering through even on the phone.
My bad, listeners. The movers packed my router.
Okay.
It's a long story.
All right. Long story we'll talk about tomorrow. We're done here. Dodger baseball is up next, and hopefully a celebration for tomorrow and tonight. Have a great day. See ya.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.